Do you have special names for different types of fire trucks? Like, say, the one that pumps water?
Uh-uh.
Okay, have you ever heard of pumper truck?
No.
Alright. What about the one that has the long ladders on them?
No.
Okay.
Fire truck.
Hook and ladder?
Uh-uh.
Have you ever seen one that had the long arm to it? It's designed for fighting fires in tall buildings. The arm kind of stretches out.
Yeah.
There's a big plastic bucket on there, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, it's very big. It's a fire truck.
Just a fire truck,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard of snorkel truck?
No.
Okay. Say if somebody had a heart attack, what kind of vehicle would be sent to the house?
Mobile medic, probably.
Mobile medic?
Mm-hmm.
What could you...
Well, it's like, it's a tight van, like, you know, not like a, you know, ambulance, like a hearse or something like that. And it's like, you can get in it, like, if you pay so much a month, you know, and, you know, their service.
It's a private thing, then?
Yeah. Well, yes, I guess you could say it's private.
Would they accept a call from somebody who hasn't?
Yeah, I think so, but you have to pay, you know.
Yeah.
A higher amount than the people who, you know, were in it.
Do y'all subscribe to anything like that?
I think we're mobile medic.
Mobile medic.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat, man. You learn things. Okay. What about if the fire chief came to the fire alone, what would he drive up in?
Probably a car, you know, having something like fire department on the side.
Would you have any kind of name for that?
No.
Like chief's car?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about the car that the police ride around town in?
Well, recently they got new cars. I'm not sure what they are. I think it's some making flammers.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it in general? There goes a
police car.
Police car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ever heard squad car?
Yeah.
Okay. A cruiser or patrol car?
Patrol car.
Mm-hmm. And the other one, the first one you heard was
squad car.
Okay. Does the police here in town have a big vehicle, maybe a big van, that they would use if they were going to arrest a lot of people at one time?
I haven't seen one.
You ever heard of a paddy wagon?
Yeah, I heard of that. Most on TV.
Is that what you would call it?
Yeah, paddy wagon.
Alright, this is an airborne vehicle that has a long rotary blade that goes round and round. What would you call that?
A helicopter.
Any other names for it?
Copter. That's about
it. You heard chopper?
Yeah, I heard the chopper.
Talking about a policeman, have you ever heard any joking names or slang names for policemen?
Pig and thugs.
Now, would either of those be insulting?
Probably pig.
That would be. What about thugs?
Nah, I doubt it.
That's just, it would be a regular name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about cop?
No, I don't think that would be. Not insulting.
But you have heard the word?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, and the word would be?
Cop.
Okay. Any names like that for firemen?
No.
What would you call them?
Just plain fireman.
Okay. And the building where the firemen stay, do you call that a?
Just a firehouse, I think.
Okay. What about for the police?
Just fire station. I mean, police station.
Okay. Say if somebody was arrested for public drunkenness and he couldn't make bail, where would he probably have to spend the night?
In jail. Mostly in jail.
Have you ever heard any slang names or joking names for the jail? They put him in the
pen.
Okay. You ever heard slammer or pokey or big house?
Slam and pokey.
Would that be just like city jail?
Mm-hmm.